Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back to ESPN 973-780-3776 to get in with us here on ESPN 97.5. We said if you call in, we'll get you in right away. Darrell, you're first up. What do you think, Darrell?
Yes. Hey, I want to talk about the Texans. Hey, look, if I'm Nick Caley and Gerard Johnson, I'm having a conversation with Jake Andrews and C.J. Stroud right before the game, and here's what the conversation should be. Hey, we need you to dial in and focus. We need you guys to be, all in, try to play mistake-free football, because we can't have the same mistake that we had against Pittsburgh. If we do, this team is going to make us pay. I get that we got a Super Bowl caliber defense, but we have to be dialed in. And CJ has to understand, hey, if you go through your progression and reads and it's not there, hell, get rid of the ball. Don't try to force something to make something happen. Just get rid of the ball, either take off or throw it away, one of the two. But we have to cut down the turnovers. And that will be the conversation I will have with Jake Andrews and CJ. I'll get off here and get you guys out.
Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty obvious. You can't turn the ball over three times, fumble five times in a game, turn it over three, and expect to win. It was amazing the Texans won 30-6 with those turnovers. I don't know that a team – has that team ever fumbled five times and won and by 24 points?
Just no way.
I don't think so. I don't think that's possible. Now – yeah, listen, if he just drives the bus, puts up 23, 24 points, the Texans win this football game.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't drive the bus off the road. Right?
That's how you got to do.
Right? So let's not turn the bus over. Let's not crash. Let's just drive the bus. Drive me smooth.
Can he be Sandra Bullock?
That bus couldn't stop.
Well,
it had to stay at a
certain
speed.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want the bus to stop. We want it to stay at a certain speed. We don't want any swerving.
Yeah.
We can't hit the brakes because the bus will blow up. Can he stay at 55? Stay at 55 no matter
that's
what?
That's all we need.
That's on a highway, that's kind of slow, but it's a speed that gets you to where you need to go without much danger.
Yeah.
Can I get CJ Stroud to be Sandra Bullock?
Well, was it Keanu?
He wasn't the one driving. He was the one making sure no one died. But she was driving the bus. Nick Caley is Keanu in this scenario.
We want CJ to be Sandra Bullock.
I need CJ to be to Sandra in Speed 1, not so much Speed 2, because I was on a boat. All I need from you is to stay at 55. If he stays at 55, this team can make a Super Bowl. But can he do that?
Can he
stay on the road at 55, no matter what happens around him? If Nick Caley's talking to CJ, forget about all that, hey, Jake and CJ, stop dropping snaps. Hey, you know how they put inspirational movies in before big games, like Remember the Titans? Get CJ to sit down and watch Speed.
That's what we need. That's what we need. Speed. Sandra Bullock. I never thought I'd say I want CJ to be more like Sandra.
You know how she handled all those situations, like dealing with Dennis Hopper's madness, got people dying around her, and all the people on the bus freaking out. She handled that in a superb way. So good, it got her a second movie.
Well, it looked like the other night he was more like Sandra Bullock in the blindfold.
Yeah, Bird Box.
We don't want that Sandra Bullock.
I don't want that CJ taking snaps
but
like
even
he's
she,
got the blindfold
but
on.
But she navigated Bird Box pretty well, too.
She actually did.
I need him to channel. I don't need him to channel Tom Brady. I don't need him to channel Matt Stafford, all quarterbacks he likes. Channel Sandy. And I think we got a shot here.
All right. Who's next?
LSU Brian.
LSU Brian, what up?
Morning, fellas. Matt, Lance, I got a draft question for you. Well, first, if we're going to talk about quarterbacks, John, how about that LSU quarterback room now? Looking good.
Oh, yeah.
Who did LSU get?
Sam Levitt.
Oh, that's right.
Sam, what? And then they got the redshirt freshman from USC. Supposed to be, he's a five-star. He's going to be, he's going to sit for a year.
And then come transfer in and blow it up.
And then sit
for a year and then portal out and get another payday. More than likely.
So. Well, one of those backups is going to be gone next year. So, but as far as the draft, it's not a great one. Probably one of the most down quarterback drafts I can remember
since last year.
You got a couple guys going into last year or going into the beginning of this year that, I mean, Nuss was projected at one point, number one overall pick. You got Beck. You got guys in there that are that were projected to go really high in this draft. So kind of specifically on Nuss, how does that work, Lance? He was hurt all year. So what is your evaluation going to be on him with the oblique injury? I mean, obviously it affected him. There's no way he could have progressed or regressed that much. I mean, the guy's, like I said, was projected number one.
Yeah, but he's not a good decision maker. You can't, just because you're projected number one, that doesn't mean anything. You're projected number one by the media and draft media. It doesn't mean the NFL teams have weighed in and projected him. So you always have to take where you see media-based rankings with a huge grain of salt. Number two, he is not a good decision maker. He doesn't take care of the football. He can make some incredible throws. He'll make throws that you go, wow. But he's also more than willing to make throws where you go, wow, what were you doing? So I think not taking care of the football, he is lazy with his mechanics at times. He's an arm talent player. He's a guy with arm talent who is more than likely going to hurt his own team at inconvenient times. And it happens more in the pros than it will in college. So if you're doing it a lot in college, it's typically you see it even more in the pros where the windows get tighter, the athletes are faster, the game speeds up. So with Nussmeier, I see all the talent. I mean, I see all the talent. It's there. But at some point, you just have to care enough about the football that you don't make those throws. And it's hard to get out of that. It's hard to coach guys out of that because that's the internally, they're a no-break type of player. I always call it a casino, so the blackjack mentality. Are they going to be the one who presses all the time? Because those guys can hit it big, but they also can have, disastrous results. Or are they going to be somebody who plays it real safe? Those guys don't make as many big plays, but they're more likely to have a better touchdown interception ratio. But they may not hit the critical plays. I just think Nussmeier, for me, and Carson Beck, they're going to be judged as much by how they hurt their team as much as how they can help their team. Because in today's football, everything is about eliminating interceptions if you can. And he didn't do that. So, I don't know. Well, I mean, I like him, John. You've seen plenty of him. I like the talent.
You asked me about him last year. I don't know where this number one overall thing came from.
Yeah, I don't know that.
I've never seen that. Never.
Nah,
last year he wasn't very – I don't know. He does. He's got some arm talent, but – he has not shown.
And if you were projected that high and now you're not, now injury stuff, with Quinn Ewers, I watched the games. He was healthy last year and then leaned heavily on his tape the year before. I will lean more heavily on tape where you're not injured. So I watched 24 anyway. I watched last year anyway, but I'm watching some of Nuss. He wasn't hurt the entire year with every snap. That's not, and even if you are, you still are expected to make certain throws.
Listen. This is the year of what we thought quarterback wasn't. Drew Aller, Nussmeier, Lagway. I mean, it goes, there's well, Arch wasn't
No.
For the first half of the season.
Lagway, Lenore Sellers.
Sellers
is back in the draft. Dante Moore, the big news was Dante Moore went back. He was expected to go in the top five picks. He did not end the season very strongly. He went back, and that's just a testament to how much money he is going to make in college football, and then that being able to smooth it over for him because he made a football decision. He said, I've got enough money that I'll make on this, you know, from NIL or whatever I do, Portal, NIL, Oregon. I'm sure Oregon is just pony up. I'm going to make enough money that it makes more sense for me in the long term to go develop myself as a quarterback with another
year. That's
smart. It is smart. And in the past, it would not have been smart. No. Without the ability to make this amount of money, it would have been one of those situations where you say, man, not everyone, let me put it this way, not everyone could have taken that chance.
Yep.
Some people financially, you come from families where you got a chance to take care of family. May not be best for you from a quarterback development standpoint, but now it's making it easier. A lot of good players are going back. And these quarterbacks who, man, what a disappointing year. What a disappointing year for the quarterbacks. Nussmeier's going to fall. Carson Beck's going to fall. Beck has got a chance to rehabilitate that image a little bit here in the postseason, though. Yeah. And maybe he is.
All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. What do you want to bring to the show? You're more than welcome to 713-780-3776. I'm talking about Kent Jones. Now, he is a broker. When do you ever hear, oh, man, got to go with that broker? Hey, you never hear that because a broker usually costs you money. He's the middleman. Well, this middleman saves you money. He has saved thousands and tens and in 30 years, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Hundreds of thousands because he knows the game. If you are someone that is looking for a mortgage or a refi, Kent Jones is here for you. Dream Rate Mortgage. 30 years, Better Business Bureau, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. He just continues, and he works so, I'm telling you, so hard for you to make sure that every single thing, you don't know, you don't have a title company, you know, you might not have a realtor, you don't know about which loan to get, you don't know when to lock in. There are, I mean, what, everything about this dude, he knows there is nothing that he hasn't seen in 30 years. Nothing. So he knows how to save you money. He knows how to get you that best mortgage that he could possibly get you. He knows when to lock in. He knows how to refi. He knows it all. So you're looking for a best way to get this done mortgage-wise. 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN, or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 248-2473. Jaken Jones, NMLS number 356-118. Equal housing lender.
ESPN 97.5. It's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back. We got a couple of callers. There's something that we want to get to, and it's Dan Orlovsky. We'll get you guys in. But, Keith, if you're bringing that OBJ thoughts that you brought to Dell's show yesterday, we don't need that here. Just so you know, don't bring that here. OBJ to sign with the Bills right now, okay? So if that's your call
what does that mean?
Call
the
us
Bills
tomorrow
are
about
really
something
banged
else.
Up at receiver.
I know, but
at the moment they have like three guys.
I know.
And Keith suggested, wouldn't OBJ start for the Bills right now if they signed him?
No.
Well, he hasn't played all year.
I'd rather listen to offense. Dan Orlovsky talk about, listen, just 3 years ago, after we hear Orlovsky, I'm going to have a question for you guys. Just 3 years ago, the Texans were the doldrums of the NFL. The doldrums, the worst. I couldn't win. They were just awful, awful, awful. Now they're in the final eight, hopefully in the final four after this weekend. And it just an incredible turnaround, not only over the 3 years, but even this season after going 0-3. Here is Dan Orlovsky explaining the Texans' rebuild.
Yeah, I think it's one of the better rebuilds in modern NFL history. And if you go back to 2021, okay, they hired Nick Casario as their general manager. They draft Nico Collins. That's the only guy that hits. They're bad that year. They fire their coach, David Culley, 22. They trade in March to Deshaun Watson. They draft Stingley and Jalen Petrie. They were bad again. They fire their coach, Lovie Smith. Then you go to 2023. They hired D'Amico Ryans in January, right? Since then, this is an absolute rocket ship when it comes to player acquisition and success. 3 years ago, since then, in 23, they go Stroud, Anderson, Tank Dell, Henry To'o, Xavier Hutchinson, and then free agency, Dalton Schultz and Sheldon Rankins. The following year, in 24, they add Lassiter, Blake Fisher, who's their sixth offensive lineman, Kalen Bullock, Kate Stover, tight end, and free agency, Hunter, Autry, and Derek Barnett. And then this year, Azeez Al-Shaair, Jaden Higgins, Ursary, who's a free agent, by the way, Noel, Marks, and Christian Kirk in a trade. Do the math. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. In the last 3 years, this team's basically added 20 starters. We only play with 22.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple injuries change that, but the fact that Nick Casario, and let's be honest, Houston, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, they were a little bit of a disaster with a lot of the things that were going on in conversation off the field, let alone being terrible in 21 and 22 from a football team perspective.
It's amazing.
Ever since that 2023, January, when they hired D'Amico Ryans, it has become a rocket ship, and now they're legit Super Bowl contenders. It's been a three-year, just one of the more impressive rebuilds we've seen in the NFL.
All right, first of all, he's just wrong about Azeez Al-Shaair, but that's okay. Azeez has been here for a couple of years, not just this year.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't know why he said Ursary is a free agent. He said, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I think he meant like he brought as a rookie, a draft pick. He probably meant as a draft pick.
Yeah,
yeah. This is a first-year player.
So my question is to you, if you were to give credit in order, ownership, GM, coach.
Well, I'm starting coach. Because coach has got to get these guys all lined up and in alignment with who he is and who his structure is. And then he's also partially responsible for the personnel, too, because he has a say-so on personnel. So I would say coach one for me. Well, I'd say GM second, and I'd say ownership third.
Yeah, the ownership had to get the house right. There's no question.
They just made one good hire.
But it was their own doing that.
Yeah.
That had it, you know, as bad a situation
as it
was.
It's true. It's just like they were walked on.
I think it's D'Amico, too, because I think he's helping Casario in the kind of player that he wants. And the kind of player that, I'm sure Casario goes to him and says, what about this guy? He wanted Lassiter. He wanted Christian Harris.
He demanded Will Harris.
Will
Anderson.
Will Anderson.
He demanded Will Anderson, and so Nick made it happen. So
yep.
Nick deserves credit for getting that done.
Yep. I would agree with you. I think, D'Amico changed the entire culture here. Dell, is that the order?
Yeah, I don't know the actual D'Amico versus Nick Casario talent acquisition part of it. I imagine they just work in concert. D'Amico says, this is the type of guy I want. Casario and him go back and forth and make a decision. So with that being part of my determination, I would go with D'Amico first because if he has enough of a hand in personnel to maybe shape his roster, then you add the coaching aspect of it, how the team plays, their attitude. Much as I make fun of Swarm because it should be Swarm, they play to the coach's mindset, and that's hard to do. And this has taken a relatively short amount of time because I know Orlovsky's talking about Super Bowl contender. They were a playoff team immediately when D'Amico Ryans took over.
Yep.
After being awful.
Yep.
So that's a Casario D'Amico thing to get that turnaround quickly, but to sustain it and play to how your coach wants you to play over and over and over again to where they are now the most feared defense in football because of him, he's number one.
No, I agree. 713-780-3776. Guys, we'll get you in on the other side. That was, it's good. Do you know what? Real recognize real. Dan Orlovsky.
One of the realists. That's what I think about when I think about the realist, Dan Orlovsky.
Real.
I mean, sure he'll cry after criticism about the quarterbacks and then back it up and then be positive. But he's the realist going.
That's it. That's it. You know who's real? Billy texted me during the show yesterday, Lance. He said, that ring when Dell called you, that's like 25 years old. Billy's all about technology, okay?
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He's all about technology and getting the technology to your home to get your water to you in the best possible way, be it through whatever piping that you have. And if you need to repipe, if it's old, you've got old piping, better think about it because you could have a freeze here and destroy your home. Think about it. If your pipes are old, this is something that you really, really need to think about so that you add value to your home. When you repipe, you add value to your home, by the way.
Yeah,
plus, you should. Give you a free water heater just for repiping.
Yeah, repiping, if you haven't repiped your home, you got a home that was built in the 50s or 60s, and you've never done it, you're like everyone, like literally 100% of the people, that cast iron is going to erode and you are going to have leakage under your foundation. It's 100%. And so if you haven't done it, sometimes it's best to do it before it happens. And if you're not sure if it's happening, have them come out and run a hydrostatic test, run their cameras down there. They can tell you, find out. And then they offer the option of being able to either fix it for you or to completely repipe it. So it's just one company that I would trust because they're trustworthy, they have fair pricing, and they get out there and do it right the first time in a really quick manner. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN. 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back. ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Julian is first up here. I guess Keith did want to talk about OBJ. We ain't bringing
that.
Hey,
what's going on, gentlemen?
We ain't doing that here. What's going on, Julian?
Hey, so if CJ doesn't have a good game and they lose, what's the contract looking like? And the opposite side, what if they win, but, you know, he does good, but it's not really because of him? What's the contract look like on both sides?
Doesn't matter. It looks the same. There is no difference. That's the sucky-ass reality of football right now with an average quarterback. Is with David Mulugeta, it is not going to change. He is not going to go, CJ wasn't good. Let's shave some money off this. You know what? This isn't fair. Let's knock $6 million a year off this. That's the right thing to do for the Texans. Doesn't change. Whatever Mulugeta says the contract number is, that's the contract number. That's the reality because quarterbacks have all the leverage. And unless a team wants to hit reset, and name the last team, John, that how many teams hit reset from a rookie contract when they are having relative success? Nobody. They all pay it. Kyler Murray, pay it. Give him his money. But he doesn't study his film, and he plays video games. We got to put a video game clause in. Give him his money. We can't do anything without him. We're going to go to hell without him. You signed him, you went to hell with him. You just got cap strapped. So it isn't going to matter. This idea that somehow his contract will vary based on his play, that's not how it works because the quarterbacks have all the leverage because no one wants to restart, hit reset, especially if you're winning games and getting the playoffs. And David Mulugeta, he doesn't care what CJ does. The only thing he'll do is push it higher. He's never going to reset to a lower target. Never, never, never. And then he'll make you really uncomfortable with leaking stuff publicly and doing all that crap. So the number is the number. It's whatever Mulugeta says it is. And then it's a matter of the Texans figuring out how to work around that. You disagree at all?
No, I would agree. But if he doesn't, I mean, I think there is going to be a difference between six. If he plays really well, I think there, yes. If he plays really well,
it's going to go
60,
up.
if he doesn't play really well, it could be low 50s.
Oh, thank God.
Well, sigh of relief. Mean, there is, you know, there is a little bit of a difference.
Like I said, it can only go up. Whatever he says, whatever he thinks the number is right now, whatever is his internal number, he's never going to go down.
Yeah, he's a quarterback of a team who has made the playoffs three years in a row with him at the helm. It's 50-plus, and the question will be, as you guys have talked about, if they win big, even if he's not the bus driver, he's more of the rider, he's still going to get his $60 million. Because the Texans, and no one, it's not me blaming them, no one in the NFL has the ability to go pull a Rafael Stone and go, you know what, actually, we like to negotiate here. We actually act like to have a real conversation. You know, we're not going to call it arbitration, but let's have a real negotiation about what this quarterback is worth. You can't do it because the agent will tell the player, and now you're bleeped because the player won't ever treat you the same way again. They're stuck. You just have to hope that you're right. Because if we get the last 2 years of CJ, and you're going to be cash-strapped because the player's making the money, your other portions of the team will suffer. It's a tough place to be in, but that's what the NFL is.
Yep. Yeah, sorry. We're gonna have to pay for it.
It is what it is.
Yeah, there's just no way around it. I mean, we've got tons of examples. You know, the Kyler Murray is the most glaring one to me. We all knew what would happen. We all knew what would happen. He's not a winner. He makes some splash plays here and there. He wasn't as committed as he needed to be, so much so that they put something in his about studying film, watching tape, playing video games. That was in a contract. I mean, what more did you need to know? And it's the worst thing you can have as an average quarterback.
You know,
average quarterbacks get paid like elite quarterbacks.
You started this show talking about being able to evaluate CJ's play fairly, unless you're one of just the CJ truthers who doesn't matter what happens, CJ's the guy. I want it to work, obviously, but you know what will happen. The same people you're talking about, once CJ's paid $55 to $60 million a year and he's still hovering around this level of play, they'll turn on him.
Yeah.
They'll turn on him.
Yeah, then it doesn't matter. Like, you guys should be punished with a taser. That's kind of how I feel about it. Like, if you back somebody that everyone else isn't sure about, and you're the one who's the biggest pain in the ass, pains in all of our asses collectively, and then if your guy doesn't do well, you have to pay a price. It doesn't need to be it. Like something from a Japanese game show. It could be getting whacked into privates with a leather strap.
I think I'd rather get tased.
It could be... You know, Japanese game shows get pretty creative.
Yeah.
It get pretty creative. You could get hit in the face with a bucket of milk, curdled milk. I don't know. Something
smother
like that.
Your lower half with honey.
Yeah.
And just lay in a pile of ants.
Yeah, I mean, that's hardcore. But what I'm saying is, forces you to be realistic about stuff, to be more pragmatic. That's all. It's just going to force you to say, is this a good idea? Should I be saying this right now? Or should they really be more cautious in their like to give the man his money, like pay him. That's always the dumbest thing in the world. Jim Crane, you know, I don't love that Jim Crane lets everybody on the planet walk, but the fact is, the pay him stuff, no, you can't just give them whatever they want, or you won't have a team anymore. You have to dismantle your team, and then that person who gets paid that amount of money must stay healthy and must play at a really high level. And that's what's going to happen at quarterback. CJ must stay healthy and play at a high level.
He's been right most of the time. Would you pay Bregman $35 million a year? No. Tucker, $50 million
a year? Well, I would.
No.
Not
Carlos,
50.
Would you have paid him $35
million
a year?
No, but I would pay for short years.
Well, but they don't take short years, Lance. That's great.
I know.
No, they're not taking them.
So it's not the AAV. It's the duration. That's my problem. And I think it's, frankly, Jim Crane's problem, too, is the duration.
That's right.
Not the AAV, but that's the way the game is played. So at some point, you have to sit down and say, okay, with this player, we're going to play the game that we have to play because we're trying to keep everything intact. And up to this point, Jim Crane says, nope, 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 nope. If you get to the market, you're gone.
Right. Well, I mean, to me, the one that was Garrett Cole. Would have really liked
that
to
would
have
been
him.
That would have been huge. But Garrett Cole knew he was gone already.
Yeah,
Like, right. He acted like he was gone after the playoffs.
Probably they had had some negotiations behind the scene, and he knew they weren't signing him.
Yeah, you're probably right.
All right, who's next, Del?
Let's go to Gary. He wants to talk some Texans.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, what's up, guys? Two things. I do agree with you guys on the quarterback situation. It just kind of is how it is. One caveat, though, obviously this team is built around his defense. Also, like, we had our backup quarterback go 3-0 this year. Not saying that Davis Mills do what DJ does, but I do feel like that's a bit of leverage. We're not always going to have, like, the number one defense in the freaking league, but, like, if he wants $65 million, I feel like we can, like, draw a line and get, like, a Mac Jones-type guy in here. Not saying that's perfect, but I don't think DJ has all the leverage due to the construction of the team. The other piece I really want to talk about, I actually think D'Amico saved Caserio's bacon. If you look at his, like, I always felt like he should have been fired for hiring David Coley. Just that one singular decision. David Coley may have been the worst head coach hire in NFL history, and that is not hyperbole. Right? Look at his decision-making prior to D'Amico, and then look at the draft record, specifically on defense, after D'Amico. I feel like this is, like, 75% D'Amico, and I'm not saying Caserio's bad, but he was not trending in the right direction prior to D'Amico, and things have looked very good after. And I think that he's most responsible for this turnaround for this team.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think so.
It's all fair.
Yeah. I can't disagree with that. I still give Nick credit for the picks he makes, though, and the moves he makes. Like, a guy can't just live off of, you know, fans do this with, do offense coordinators suck when the quarterback doesn't execute, and then when he does execute, he's a great quarterback. Like, it can't be both. You gotta maintain consistency. And if you want to get after Caserio for the picks you don't like, you have to give him credit for the things he does well. Because he's done some things well. He hasn't been perfect, far from it. But he's done some things well that have put them in this position.
Let's not forget either that it was a Brian Flores lawsuit, or we might have had Josh McCown as our head coach.
There's no telling if Josh McCown would have been a head coach, but the reality is the dude had zero. You would have been following up David Culley, who had never even sniffed a head coaching interview, I don't think, unless there was a Rooney Rule interview, because he was.
Or
he
did
was,
they get Culley because they couldn't get McCown?
No. McCown was the second one. That was the Lovey one.
Yeah, because Flores, his last year in Miami was 21.
At least that I know of. What I know to be true is that they were going to go McCown, and then the Flores stuff happened, and they just thought it was a bad look. And it was a bad look. And the guy did. It was a bad idea. I don't know. It might have worked, but you're hiring a guy with no experience, you know, as a pro coach at all.
Would McCown have been an upgrade over Culley?
Yeah, but who cares? Your roster sucked. It wouldn't have mattered.
You know what, Gary? After that Sterling breakdown, 90% D'Amico, 10% Caserio. I forgot about what a disaster some of that stuff was. And if Caserio was pushing for a potential McCown thing.
Yeah. I mean, I know that was an Easterby thing, but yeah, if that was also a Caserio thing, that's a problem.
Hey, let's get out of here because we got Josh Pate top of the hour. So let's get
to
him.
We got a full board.
Yeah, we got a full board. We will get to your calls on the other side, but first, John Daspit.
John Daspit is the personal injury lawyer of the people. Passionately pursuing justice for the injured. Who are the injured? Well, people at the workplace who are injured, people who can be at a store, or he had like a chandelier, like one of those, you know, candelabra chandelier, I don't know, something like that, fall at a restaurant and clock this lady on the head. That didn't go well for her, but John Daspit was there to you know, fight the good fight for her as well. When people get injured on the roadways, one of the first, there's a lot of confusion, a lot of concern. You may end up in the hospital sometime that your adrenaline gets pumping and you don't feel the pain until later on. Make sure that you call John Daspit at 713-CALL-NOW and his law firm. They'll walk you through the process. You need to go. You need to get your x-rays. You need to get your MRIs. You need to get CAT scans and see if there's anything wrong. If not, good. If there is something wrong, you need to get it looked at, and in some cases, you need to get it corrected, like when there's fractures in the back and neck, and that happens a lot. That's frequently happens. You don't find it out until a little later on when the pain really starts to set in. You want someone who's going to fight for you on those hospital bills and for you to get the settlements that you deserve for time missed from work and for your pain and suffering. They do an amazing job. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Go to DaspitLaw.com or call 713-CALL-NOW.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we got some calls here. We got to rifle through because we got Josh Pate, premier college football guy in the country, joining us once again. And we don't know how long that'll be because he's a big cheese now. We don't know. We'll see. He's in high demand.
I feel like this might be the final hurrah, not necessarily with us, because I've seen him everywhere. I think he's getting it all in with all his people.
Mm-hmm. And then he and his wife, when football's over, he likes to roll out.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be right on that one.
Yep. All right, let's get Michael in here first. Hey, Michael.
What up, fellas? Hey, man, you guys kind of touched on it, but I got two questions. How do you, Nick Caserio and D'Amico, I guess the draft. I mean, dude, he drafted like three All-Pros. I mean, you could argue Kamari Lassiter is borderline All-Pro. And then we got Sting, and then we got Will Anderson. So I was a little harsh on him.
Nico.
The Kendrick Green, or what was the lineman that we just cut? I mean, that was a whiff, and I think that one kind of hurts him. But, Kenyon, yeah. And then, I mean, Ursary is doing pretty well at left tackle. I mean, I wouldn't say he's, like, elite, but, I mean, he's very serviceable. And, overall, I mean, I'm pretty pleased with it, but look up there's an interview with Kalen Bullock and on the Sam Acho podcast. It's like 7 minutes long. Look it up. There's some really good sound bites in there. And I'm like, man, I think our defense, man, they're like a bunch of wild dogs, man. I love it. I love defensive teams. But so Sean Pendergast did an interview with some Boston radio like the day after the Steelers game. And the host is so arrogant. They're such little jerks. They're like, we're just a bunch of tomato cans, and no one wants to see the Texans and all this stuff. And I was like, I hope D'Amico finds that clip and plays it so we go and stomp them and just shut them up because, you know, they just think Tom Brady is back there again and they're just going to win 10 more Super Bowls and all this crap. And it's ridiculous, man. But I think that's fuel for the fire, guys.
Yeah, I got a buddy, my college roommate's from Boston, and we've been going at it. They really think they're going to beat the Texans, which is so stupid.
Well, they're the favorite, right?
Yeah, but they're stupid anyway. I mean, it's just stupid to think that that team is beating this team. I mean, we got recent history. The Texans beat their ass last year.
I felt like pointing to a team from last year with a different coach altogether and different coordinators.
That doesn't matter.
It kind of matters. They signed a lot of players this offseason.
It doesn't. That really doesn't matter either.
It mattered to them. They went from an awful team to winning the AFC East.
The Texans will put 41 on them again. Oh. Watch this. Oh. Watch this. Okay?
Okay.
Watch and learn. La Salsa is next. La Salsa.
Hey, what's going on, Juanito? Hey, Snitchell and Deli Belly. I was wondering, man, because every time I look at CJ, you know, and I think he's between his ears. I think he's in his head. I think he's carrying, like, a huge weight. You know, maybe we should get him a psychiatrist or something. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I'm not paying for it. I'm not paying for a sports psychologist. I don't mind sports. It helped Fromber.
Yeah.
It helps golfers. I don't mind a sports psychologist for a quarterback at all.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it for any player who is in a position where he can be impacted by confidence. If your confidence is greatly impacted by things that happen on the field, you need to get it to where it's not impacted as greatly.
Yeah.
And I think
that's on him. If he wants to have a career.
They call cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, John. That's what they're looking for.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Albert. Okay. No, Albert. So we're getting to Josh Pate on time. Yeah, if CJ needs some mental health, help, then you know what? I'll call my daughter. She can come. And it'll, you know what? We'll see if she won't do it, you know.
How much would it cost?
A little pro bono.
For free? For Steffi?
For, yeah.
What kind of father are you?
He makes a ton of money. Why are we giving the richest people the freest stuff?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Why do we do that?
Because he won't If you don't understand rich people, they're rich because they don't spend money.
Guys, can you comp Elon's drinks? That's on us, Elon.
No, they won't go there. We're struggling as a bar
to make it, but we want to make sure your drinks are taken care of.
Yes.
Oh, an athlete's in. Oh, a movie star's in. Make sure that food's on us.
Because he might Instagram about you.
Your money's no good here.
Yeah.
Then well, if he doesn't Instagram about you, then what?
Then people will flock to your bar.
No, if they don't. Then never again.
How about a little Insta? A little Insta here? Let's go.
He'll put it on a story.
He's going to be like, I don't handle my own social media.
Yeah, talk to Mike.
That's my social media director.
All right, yeah. Well, get your social media director. Now we can order him around.
Well,
usually a her.
I'm trying to order you around so we can go to break, so we can get to Josh.
Go to break. Time to talk about Craig DeCerf.
Craig DeCerf is the general manager of Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. He is also a personal friend. I've gotten to know Craig over the years. I've spoken for him for a long time. I'm speaking for, look, I can speak for the Chevy. I drove the Traverse, love the Traverse. I equally love the Buick Enclave I'm driving. I have driven, let's see, Buick, Chevy, GMC. I've driven GMC as well. That's what they've got, Chevy, Buick, GMC, those three. But I speak for the person as much as the products he has. Because you're going to be able to find these products at different dealerships. You'll be able to find some similar dealer incentives and things, and factory incentives, things like that. The big difference is at Craig DeCerf's place, you're going to get more for your trade-in. So that's going to be lower prices for you to pay on a monthly basis. And then he is going to make sure that he gives you the best price right up front. He doesn't want you having to play your little games where you go in and then you've got an negotiate and it turns into an acrimonious situation. He never wants that to be the case. He wants you to enjoy the situation. He wants you to enjoy the process. He wants you to love the car you're getting, love the deal you're getting, and then do business with him again down the road. And that's why I speak for Craig DeCerf, because he makes the difference with the car buying experience. And all the people who work with him, like Jeff, like Rick, like everyone in the service department, they make a huge difference. They're in Angleton. That drive will be a few extra minutes, but it'll also save you a few extra thousands in your pockets. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
ESPN 97.5.